Okay.
So this is...
This is going to be Shai Kavanot.
Gates of Covenant. For Hanukkah.
Okay. I'm going to go back. Back to the basics. Lahavdik is Ab Sagma. That's what Lahavdik is. Ab Sagma. Crazy. It's nothing complicated. That's going to be probably the whole today's Shai Kavanot because it's a little bit complicated, but it's not as complicated as we have Shem Avaya, right? What is the Shem Avaya? Who knows? Yud K, Vav K, right? So there are three ways to spell Yud K, Vav K that we're going to talk about here. There's really a fourth way too. So when you write a Yud, you want to write out Yud, like you want to write a letter, right? So you write the letter out as it's written, right? Exactly. Yud Vav Dalet. And Yud Vav Dalet, Yud, is every Yud. When we talk about the Shem Avaya, it's always spelled Yud Vav Dalet. There's a reason why, we can leave it alone. Then there's three other letters, Hey and Vav. Now these, right, because there's two Hey's and a Vav. The Hey is always going to have the same vowels. Wherever level you're on, whatever the first Hey has, the second has the same thing. And the Vav will have whatever vowel it has, whatever, not vowels, whatever letters it has. And the Hey will have the same letters. Fine. So the top level is called Yudin. Ab. 72. It's Yudin because all you do is Yud Vav Dalet and you add a Yud to every single letter. Yud Vav Dalet, that's Hey Yud. Vav Yud Vav, that's how you spell Vav. And then Hey Yud. That's 72. That's Ab. We'll talk about what that level is in a minute. And then we have Sag. Sag is going to be the same thing as Ab. Yud Vav Dalet. Two times Hey Yud, and then another Vav Aleph Vav, and a Hey Yud. That's Sag. It comes out to 63. And then we have Ma. Are you with me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Excellent. Then we have Ma. What is Ma? Ma is Aleph. Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, and then another Hey Aleph. So we have like the 72 plus 63 plus 45 is the same gematria as Lahadlik. When we say Lahadlik, that's what we're supposed to have in mind. What are these levels? So a little bit of chassidus. What are these levels? What does this mean? So we know that Ma means Adam. Ma is gematria Adam. Rabbi Nachman says you get to the level of Ma of Alfin, right? We have right Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav Hey Aleph. How do I get there? I get there by putting the Aleph in down. Rabbi Nachman says every person, the blood sometimes rules him. Either because of his temper, arrogance, all these things have to do with his rushing blood making him who knows where. All of this, that's how it works. So when a person's able to take the dam and turn it into dom, silent, be silent in the midst of being insulted. And Rav Nachman says that also means inside yourself when you see, wow, I'm so, I don't have words, this is so pathetic. I'm not advancing spiritually. What am I doing? Where am I getting to? You have to learn how to be quiet. Hashem put me here for a reason. This is who I am. This is my level. He loves me as I am. So I have to like be quiet. Don't be so okay. I'm gonna like not to run away. I say, oh, I feel so bad about myself. I'm gonna listen to my music. I'm gonna go on the net. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. No, just be happy with who I am now, right now. Be happy with who I am, and bear the humiliation. Okay, I mean, I hope Hashem will help me further. That's Ma. Ma is Gematria Adam, because that's what a person is. Aleph, Dal. That's what's all Aleph. Yud Vav Dal, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, and then Hey Aleph, all Aleph. That's all Aleph. Then we have Sag. The next level is Sag. Sag is Tshuva, Bina. That's what Sag is. Sag is Tshuva. The person is able to do Tshuva. Once you become an Adam, you can transcend nature and do Tshuva. And return and understand how one thing from the other. How do I change? What can I do to really change integrally and really be a different person? We want everyone wants to bring Hashem into their life, right? So how do I do it? We all want to be illuminated. We all want to be a candle. We all want to be a lamp of godliness in the world. How do I do that? What do I do in order to manage that? What? So Rav Nachman says, you know, the basic idea here is very simple. We need to bring. All we need to do is transcend nature. It's not a problem. All we need to do is transcend nature, right? So the basic idea is that, I have to get to a spiritual place where I'm able to serve Hashem with real truth, and I get to a place where I don't care about anything. I get in my neshama, basically shine in my neshama a little bit, in my body. Bina is the level of neshama. You put the neshama inside, you're fine. Everything's good. You don't care. You're not in the natural world anymore. You're somewhere else. That's where we have breath, we understand one thing from the other. Oh, this guy, why is he acting this way? Oh, it's hard, man. We can understand him. Like, that's an other thing that's called Bina. Then we have Ab is Chesed, right? That's Yud Vav Dal, all Yuds. Hey Yud Vav, and then another Hey Yud. That's Ab. What is Ab? So Ab is Chesed, it means that you're only with Hashem. You advance to a place where you're not only is Tshuva and your heart is on fire for Hashem, you're living with Hashem all the time, really? Not only that, you're also in a place where you are nullified to God, you're remembering God, every movement with God. That's a very high level. That's tzaddikim, they just automatically do things. The Zohar says that Yosef HaTzadik connected to this level. Anything Potiphar asked him for, he would bring it. And he was so perfect that if Potiphar, his master, changed his mind, said, actually, I don't want those slippers, I want the other ones, he brought what he wanted in the end. Always. That's why he said, no, I see God is with you, because everything I even think, you do. So he had this tzlacha, the only thing about God, he just brought God in every action with Hashem. It's a very high level. That's called Ab. All of these levels we're trying to access in accordance with who we are when we say Lehadli. The Hadlik is, let's see, what's, I don't have a pen. Can I borrow this pen?
Yeah.
What's the Hadlik?
Hopefully it works.
Does it, yeah, if it doesn't work, well, I don't have a problem.
If not, hold on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You have, thank you very much. You have like this. What's the Hadlik? The Hadlik.
Yeah, the book is
I can, yeah, I can use that one. It's a little about my math, it's a little embarrassing. I'll use this also in a minute. Have a sad ma. Right, that's what we said. The first is yudin. Iron base. So the first is yudin. So a yud of dal is going to be 20. Okay. Right? Okay. K yud is 15. Okay. Another 15 for the last K yud. And then vav yud vav is going to be 22. So that's 72. Then you have sad is going to be minus 6. Right? Minus 9. Sorry. Minus 9. This is vav vav. And the minus 45 is 4 hours. So then we have this. What is this? So it looks like maybe this minus 10. Let's see. Okay. I'm mistaken, right? Because I missed 1.5. 2 plus 3 plus 5 is, so it's 180. It should be about the same. 170 or 185. Yeah, I'm doing math for sure. And how about this? This is 180, and this is 179. So that's the same. Right? So 180. So we have 72 plus 63 is. Right, 75, 135 plus 45 is 140, is 180. Right, very simple. I'm confused. And then we have here again 110. It's 149 plus 30 is 179. So you add one, you add the code. Well, loudly, you can come out with 180. That's what we think when we say loudly. I said this. Abshagma always comes up, no matter where you go, no matter what you do. You know about it, because otherwise, that's the whole. That's the, you know, what we're talking about.
Why the Rav Sagma?
Huh? That is the Kavana of Lahadli. When you say Lahadli, because those are the ones that come down when you deal with that, whatever he talks about. Bottom line is, that's what comes down. So that's
why we leave a bed in the Lord?
Because we want to shine in the Lahadli into the bed. That's why. Good question. And we're shining in the Lahadlik, we're light up the Ben with Lahadlik. The Ben is the lower level of Malchus, Baruch Machpelah. That's what we're doing. That's what we saw. So, like I said, today that's going to be enough of the Kavanos. It's going to take the whole 10 minutes we have, because it's just not, it's just too, you have to go through the names again. It's not complicated, though. I'm sorry, it looks complicated.
This stuff is coming in handy.
Huh?
This stuff is coming in handy.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. It's fine, Baruch Hashem. Okay. So just